While we're all complaining about our heating bills and fighting with faulty thermostats, the Inuit have been laughing at our amateur attempts to stay warm. They've mastered living comfortably at minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit without using a single watt of electricity. And let me tell you, their solutions are pure genius. Just take their homes, for example. Igloos are more than just snow forts, they're the ultimate winter homes. While most people think they're just emergency shelters, Inuit families actually live in these cozy domes year-round. The typical igloo stands about 12 feet wide, perfect for a family of 4 to 6, though some community igloos can house up to 20 people. Fun fact, the biggest igloo ever built was a whopping 37 feet high in Quebec. While we struggle with heating bills, the Inuit mastered staying warm without any modern technology. The secret starts with perfect construction. For Inuit, it's like playing Tetris with snow, but way more important since your life depends on getting it right. The Inuit figured out that the perfect igloo isn't just about piling up snow. There's actually some serious science behind it. The first trick is picking the right snow. It needs to be hard enough to cut into blocks, but soft enough to shape. Kind of like finding that perfect avocado at the grocery store. They test it by stepping on it. If it crunches just right, it's building time. The blocks are then laid in a spiral pattern, each one cut at a slight angle. It's pure genius because they lock together like nature's Lego set. Here's the really cool part. Once people move in, their body heat causes the inner surface to melt slightly. When this thin layer refreezes, it creates an ice shell that makes the whole structure super strong. In fact, a properly built igloo could support the weight of a polar bear, though I wouldn't volunteer to test that theory. The entrance is another smart design feature. It's built lower than the living space and includes a small tunnel. This isn't just to make getting in more dramatic. It's a heat trap. Cold air sinks into the tunnel while warm air rises and stays in the living area. Pretty clever, right? My expensive furnace could learn a thing or two from this setup. But the real magic isn't just in the construction, it's in the snow itself. You'd be amazed at what an incredible insulator frozen water can be. Because it's actually nature's best insulator. Each snowflake creates tiny air pockets when they pile up, and these pockets work like the world's fluffiest winter jacket. The Inuit use this to their advantage by packing an extra layer of loose snow around their finished igloos. It's like adding another blanket to your bed, except this blanket could save your life. Here's a mind-blowing fact. A well-insulated igloo can be up to 70 degrees Fahrenheit warmer inside than outside. I once complained about my 68-degree apartment being too cold, but now I feel a bit silly about that. While it's minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit outside, cold enough to freeze your words mid-sentence, an igloo can maintain a cozy temperature around 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Sure, that's not exactly beach weather, but when you're in the Arctic, anything above freezing feels like a tropical vacation. The snow walls work better than most modern insulation. They can trap heat and slowly release it throughout the day. It's like having a thermal battery made of snow. The best part? This insulation system never breaks down, doesn't need maintenance, and has a carbon footprint of exactly zero. Take that expensive home insulation. Of course, good insulation is just the start. When you've got a bunch of people sharing an igloo, things can get surprisingly toasty. And I'm not just talking about arguments over who forgot to shovel the entrance, but I'm talking about body heat. Because this isn't just for warming up your hands on a cold day. It's a crucial survival tool in the Arctic. The average person puts out about the same heat as a 100-watt light bulb. Now multiply that by a family of 6, and you've got yourself a pretty decent heating system. The Inuit have always known this, which is why they often sleep close together in their igloos. I learned this the hard way during a camping trip, tried to tough it out alone in my tent at 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and ended up shivering all night. Meanwhile, my smart friends who bundled together in one tent were perfectly comfortable. The Inuit figured this out centuries ago. Shared body heat can raise the temperature in an enclosed space by up to 15 degrees. But it's not just about cuddling up at night. During the day, people moving around, cooking, and doing chores all contribute to warming up the space. Even breathing helps. Each exhale is like a tiny blast of warmth. The Inuit arranged their sleeping platforms at different heights to take advantage of rising heat, with elders often getting the highest and warmest spots. Talk about respect for your elders paying off. While sharing body heat is great, you still need something between you and the cold snow. That's where sealskins come in. And trust me, they're way better than that scratchy blanket your grandmother gave you for Christmas. Speaking of better winter gear, you can keep your expensive North Face jacket. Sealskins are where it's at. These natural insulators have been keeping the Inuit warm for thousands of years, and there's a good reason why. A single sealskin can contain over 500,000 hairs per square inch. That's more densely packed than my neighbor's prized Persian cat, and way more useful. Sealskins work in three amazing ways. First, the outer layer is completely waterproof. Water just rolls right off like it's on a Teflon pan. Second, the dense fur traps air in tiny pockets, creating insulation that puts modern synthetic materials to shame. Third, the skin itself contains natural oils that help maintain flexibility in freezing temperatures. While my fancy winter coat gets stiff as a board at minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, sealskin stays soft and flexible even at minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The Inuit use these skins for everything. Sleeping mats, blankets, and door flaps. They layer them with the fur facing inward on sleeping platforms, creating a cozy barrier between people and the snow beneath. A good sealskin blanket can last for years and actually gets better with use as the oils from human contact help maintain the leather's suppleness. Here's a wild fact. Studies have shown that traditional sealskin clothing is about 300% more effective at retaining heat than modern Arctic gear. When researchers tested this in 1980, they found that a person wearing sealskin clothing could comfortably stand still in minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit weather for hours, while someone in modern gear started getting cold after just 30 minutes. My expensive REI winter gear suddenly doesn't seem so impressive. The Inuit waste nothing from the seal. Even the intestines are used to make waterproof clothing. They clean and dry the intestines, then sew them together to create a waterproof outer layer that's basically nature's Gore-Tex. It might sound gross, but it's actually genius. The material is lightweight, completely waterproof, and surprisingly durable. Plus, it's 100% biodegradable, unlike all those plastic-based waterproof jackets filling up our landfills. But as amazing as sealskins are, they're even better when paired with another Arctic survival superstar, caribou fur. And let me tell you, these reindeer cousins have some seriously impressive winter wear. The Inuit discovered long ago that caribou fur has some kind of winter-beating superpowers. Each hair is hollow inside, like thousands of tiny straws filled with air. This creates an insulation system that's so effective, it makes modern puffy jackets look like paper towels. A scientific study in 2015 found that caribou fur keeps heat in so well, it's actually impossible for thermal cameras to detect body heat through it. The Inuit mastered the art of layering before it became a winter fashion trend. They wear two layers of caribou fur, the inner layer with fur facing in, the outer layer with fur facing out. This double layer system is genius because it creates a warm air pocket between the layers. It's like having your own personal climate control system, except it never needs batteries or breaks down at the worst possible moment. Here's something wild. Researchers found that a person wearing traditional caribou fur clothing can comfortably survive in temperatures as low as minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit. At that temperature, your smartphone would stop working, but these clothes keep on doing their job. The fur is also incredibly lightweight. A full caribou fur outfit weighs less than most modern winter coats. Unlike those bulky winter jackets that make you look like a walking marshmallow, caribou fur keeps you slim and streamlined. But the real magic is in how the Inuit put these outfits together. They don't just slap some fur on and call it a day. The stitching is done with dried caribou sinew, basically animal tendon thread, which actually swells when wet, making all seams completely waterproof. No fancy waterproofing sprays needed. They even designed special panels under the arms that let extra heat escape when you're active, then seal up tight when you're resting. Modern sportswear companies are still trying to copy this ventilation system. When all that moving around works up an appetite, it's time to fire up the cooking spot. And let me tell you, cooking in an igloo isn't just about filling your stomach. It's another clever way to keep things toasty. And you might think cooking inside an igloo might sound crazy, like setting up a BBQ in your living room. But it's actually a brilliant heating hack. The Inuit discovered that the heat from cooking doesn't just warm up your food, it turns your whole igloo into a cozy little sauna. Well, maybe not quite sauna level warm, but definitely warmer than outside where polar bears are wearing scarves. A small cooking fire or traditional oil lamp can raise the temperature inside an igloo by about 20 to 30 degrees Fahrenheit. My gas stove can barely heat up my kitchen, but these traditional methods are heating entire ice houses. Scientists studied this in the 1960s and found that a single seal oil lamp puts out about as much heat as a 200-watt light bulb. That might not sound like much, but in a well-built igloo, it's enough to keep the temperature hovering just above freezing. The real genius is in the placement. Cooking areas are typically set up on a small platform near the sleeping area. The heat rises, warming the upper level where people sleep, while the cold air sinks to the entrance tunnel below. It's like having a free heating system that also makes dinner. And unlike modern heating systems that dry out the air and make your skin feel like sandpaper, the moisture from cooking actually helps keep the air comfortably humid. Plus, there's something incredibly satisfying about cooking dinner and warming your home at the same time. It's the ultimate energy-efficient multitasking. Eat your heart out, Energy Star appliances. Though I have to admit, my attempts at efficient cooking usually end up with burnt dinner and a cold apartment. Speaking of sleeping areas, you might be surprised to learn that Inuit beds aren't just piles of furs thrown on the ground. Their sleeping setup is another clever trick that keeps the cold at bay. And I'll tell you why. Sleeping on snow might sound about as appealing as licking a frozen flagpole, but the Inuit turned it into an art form. Their snow beds are actually raised platforms carved right into the igloo's walls, like built-in furniture made of snow. These platforms sit about 2 feet off the ground, which is pure genius because cold air sinks to the floor while warm air rises to where you're sleeping. It's nature's version of a memory foam mattress, except this one keeps you from freezing. The real magic happens in the layering. First comes a base of snow, packed just right so it doesn't melt under your weight. Then they add a thick layer of branches or twigs. This creates tiny air pockets that trap heat. Research has shown this simple trick can boost the platform's insulating power by 50%. On top of that goes several layers of caribou hide and seal skins, creating what scientists have measured to be equivalent to an R15 insulation rating. That's better than some modern house walls. The platform itself is slightly tilted toward the back wall, not because Inuit enjoy sleeping at an angle, but because it helps channel any moisture away from the sleeping area. Traditional beds actually had a small drainage channel carved into them. My expensive mattress might have memory foam, but it definitely doesn't have built-in drainage. But here's the coolest part. These snow beds actually get more comfortable over time. As you sleep, your body heat slightly melts the top layer of snow, which then refreezes into a shape that perfectly matches your body. It's like having a custom-molded mattress that costs absolutely nothing. Take that $3,000 adjustable bed. A study in 1972 found that after about a week of use, these platforms developed a smooth, ice-like surface that was actually warmer to sleep on than the original snow base. Of course, even the most comfortable snow bed won't keep you warm if your feet are freezing. That's where mukluks come in. And believe me, these aren't your average winter boots. Because it's the original UGG boots, except these actually work. Made from seal or caribou hide, mukluks are basically the Ferrari of Arctic footwear. The traditional design took generations to perfect, and once you understand how they work, modern winter boots start looking like amateur hour. Each mukluk has three critical layers. The outer layer is waterproof sealskin with the fur facing out. This repels moisture and slush like nobody's business. The middle layer is made from caribou leg fur, and here's where it gets interesting. Caribou leg hair is hollow and extra dense, creating thousands of tiny air pockets. Tests have shown this natural insulation keeps feet warm in temperatures as low as minus 58 degrees Fahrenheit. Meanwhile, my expensive hiking boots start failing around 0 degrees Fahrenheit. The inner layer is soft caribou hide with the fur facing in, creating a cozy pocket that traps your body heat. But the real genius is in the design. Mukluks are made loose-fitting on purpose. This creates an air layer around your foot that acts as extra insulation. When researchers studied this in the 1980s, they found that this simple air gap added another 20 degrees of warmth protection. The soles are especially clever. They're made from thicker hide that's been crunched to create a grippy texture. This gives better traction on ice than most modern rubber soles. Plus, you can feel the ground through them, which helps you detect dangerous ice conditions. Try getting that kind of sensitivity through your chunky winter boots. And unlike rigid-soled modern boots, Mukluks flex with your feet, improving circulation, which, surprise, surprise, helps keep you warmer. Did I mention they're completely silent? Perfect for hunting, unless you're as clumsy as I am and manage to trip over your own feet anyway. A pair of well-made Mukluks can last several winters if properly maintained, which makes my yearly boot-buying habit look pretty wasteful. But even the best boots won't keep you warm without a good source of heat and light. That's where the Inuit's secret weapon comes in, the incredible blubber lamp. Before electricity came along, the Inuit had already mastered the art of two-in-one lighting and heating with their blubber lamps, called koliks. These weren't your average scented candles from the mall. They were engineering masterpieces that could burn for months. Made from carved soapstone and filled with rendered seal blubber, these lamps were the heart of every igloo. The science behind these lamps is mind-blowing. Seal blubber contains so much energy that just 1 pound can generate as much heat as 2 pounds of coal. When researchers tested traditional koliks in 1983, they found that a single lamp could produce about 250 watts of heat and light. That's like running a bright light bulb and a small space heater at the same time. My electricity bill would look a lot better if I had one of these. The really clever part is how they're designed. The lamp's rim has a small groove where a wick made from Arctic cotton grass or moss sits. This special wick material draws up just the right amount of melted blubber to maintain a steady flame. Too much fuel and you'd get smoke, too little and the flame dies. But the Inuit perfected this design over thousands of years. They even figured out how to adjust the flame by moving the wick around with a special stick called a tasik. But here's what really blows my mind. These lamps are so efficient that they burn almost completely clean. No smoke, no soot coating your igloo walls, just pure heat and light. The flame is so well controlled that it creates a perfect heat zone above the lamp. Women would dry mittens and boots over the lamp and even cook entire meals using just this heat source. Talk about energy efficiency. It's like having a stove, dryer, and heating system all rolled into one. Modern tests have shown that three koliks burning together can raise the temperature in an igloo by up to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. During long winter nights when the sun doesn't rise for months, these lamps were literal lifesavers. Plus, the soft, warm light they gave off was actually perfect for the human eye. Way better than those fluorescent lights that make everyone look like zombies in my office. Of course, having heat and light is great, but staying warm in an igloo isn't just about sitting still next to a lamp. The Inuit knew that movement was the key to keeping their blood flowing, and it was crucial for survival. Even inside their igloos, they kept moving with a mix of practical tasks and clever exercises. It wasn't exactly a CrossFit session, but their indoor activities kept their blood pumping when Arctic blizzards raged outside. They developed all sorts of movements that could be done in small spaces. Simple things like arm circles, leg lifts, and torso twists might sound basic, but they're surprisingly effective at keeping warm. Studies have shown that light exercise can boost your body temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Fahrenheit in just minutes. That's better than cranking up your thermostat, and it burns calories too. The Inuit would also turn everyday tasks into warming activities. Sewing clothes, preparing food, and maintaining hunting gear all kept their muscles engaged. Even storytelling involved movement. Traditional stories were often acted out with hand gestures and body movements, keeping everyone warm while passing down important cultural knowledge. Much better than my method of binge-watching Netflix under three blankets. Here's a cool fact. Researchers found that people who stay active in cold environments can maintain their core temperature up to 25% better than those who stay still. The Inuit knew this instinctively. They'd even do dedicated warming exercises every few hours, like a mini workout session. Kids would play string games that kept their fingers nimble, while adults would do resistance exercises by pulling against each other or using simple tools. So next time you're shivering and reaching for the thermostat, remember, sometimes the best way to warm up is to get moving. All these tricks together, from building techniques to movement, show just how brilliantly the Inuit mastered Arctic survival.